particles float suspended in blue space. Whirling letters spell out Momentum Pictures. Against a red background, white letters travel over black reels on a strip of film, arranging themselves on a red disc to form the logo IM Global, with a sweeping black underline. Intense light flares, revealing the logo Prescience in embossed lettering. A man in a suit strides across an empty atrium with crossed steel staircases. Letter-shaped windows on the scene become bold white. Anonymous content, the logo flares. The man is silhouetted against the A. Prescience Media 1 LLP, OmniFilms LLP, Twilight Production and Entertainment Corporation present, in association with IM Global, an anonymous content and passenger production. Fragments of shattered glass lie on a tiled floor.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess
a lamp, still alight, lies overturned amid scattered papers. A flat-screen television smashed, and a small white poodle cowers under a chair. Cushions have had their stuffing ripped out. Feathers are disturbed by a slight breeze.
No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think
the room has been completely wrecked. A man's lying on his back amid the destruction. He's wearing black shoes, suit trousers, braces and a shirt.
And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
His bloodied hand lies amid glass fragments on the carpet. He's bearded, his eyes open and staring.
If living is without you, I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't live.
He closes his eyes.
If living is without you, I can't give.
He opens his eyes, then blinks. The scene goes black, and the title appears in white letters. 44-inch chest, underlined in white. A middle-aged man and an elderly lady are watching TV.
Mm. What is this, Archie?
That, Malika Tawney, King of Soups.
Mm. Nice.
Put airs on your chest, that will. Panorama's on soon after the news. David Dimble Bimble be your favourite. Oh, where's my book at this? Excuse me.
Archie, wearing a polka dot apron, levers himself off the sofa.
Hello? Yeah, Cole? Colin, what's happened?
Lights of the nighttime city are reflected in the dark waters of the River Thames. A middle-aged, dark-haired man sits in an opulent apartment nursing a glass of brandy. A younger man lies naked on a Chesterfield sofa. The older man uncrosses his legs and reaches over to a glass coffee table for the buzzing mobile. The man walks out of the glass facade of his apartment onto the balcony, overlooking the river. One hand in his pocket, he very casually slides open the phone to take the call.
Hello. Hello, Arch.
He listens with raised eyebrows.
Yeah.
He closes the phone. Lights burn outside a villa in the suburbs. Inside is the wrecked room with the man lying on the floor. Archie's sitting near him.
Cole. Come on, mate. You can't lie here forever.
Colin's lying perfectly still, his chest rising and falling as he breathes. He turns his head and switches on the CD player. His face is a mask, reflecting unbearable pain. Archie sits on a ruined cream sofa. and smokes a cigarette. In the daytime, Colin's in a van with Archie.
Come on, mate, cheer up. Might never happen.
Colin tries to control himself. Another man in the back of the van grins. The guy from the luxury flat eyes him disdainfully. The shabby van crosses Blackfriars Bridge, heading south. The great dome of St. Paul's Cathedral in the background. They stop to pick up another older man who walks stiffly to the van.
Hurry up. Get in, young man.
Cross up.
The van drives off in a plume of exhaust. They cross the bridge back towards the city. The van's parked on double yellow lines outside a restaurant called Papillon. The older and the suave man stare out of the back of the van. A guy is dragged out of the restaurant by wiry hard man, Mal.
Oi! Oi! Sit down! Concentrate on your snails.
The men in the van open the doors, and Mal shoves the waiter inside.
Get in, you cunt!
Archie closes the van's double doors and heads back to the driving seat. Colin, semi-catatonic, staring out of the passenger window. People run out of the restaurant as the van drives off.
Cuckoldry. Cuckoldry. Terrible word. Terrible thing. Is he up to it, do you think?
Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll kill him. He's got to, hasn't he? He just needs a bit more time, that's all. You know, get over the shock. He'll do it, no question.
Well, give him my regards. Send my condolences.
Yeah, I will. I will, Big. I'll pass them on.
Meredith, eh? Meredith.
And Mal. And Peanut and me.
Meredith.
The bald man with a moustache and small dog thinks.
How's Rose meaning?
I don't know. Ask her.
Archie leans down towards the dog.
Hello, Rosemary. How's you doing?
I'm all right, I suppose. Thanks for asking.
Is he looking after you, keeping you in sausages, isn't it?
What? This cunt. You're joking, ain't you? He opens another tin of chum, I'm going to bite his bollocks off. Charming.
Big grins at Archie, who's rather nonplussed.
Well, I'll catch you later then, Biggie. Bye, Rosemary.
Toodle-pip.
Biggie purses his lips and walks off in the opposite direction to Archie. In the city at night, the streets are slick from rain. Streetlights are reflected in the puddles. A train passes over railway arches. Streets and alleys are deserted. A car drives down an otherwise empty street. Mal and Archie are in a derelict house.
Fair dues, the guy's hurting, but fuck me.
I know. It's mental.
Shit happens, deal with it.
How's your hand?
Throbbing like fuck. Oh.
He was on the phone to me last night. Fair enough. Woke me up.
Yeah.
Oh, cunt this, cunt that. Reckon he couldn't sleep, pissed out of his brains, talking a load of cobblers. He doesn't know where he is.
No, I've been there.
No, not like this, mate. Not like him, not like Colin, not like Colin Diamond. Oh, believe me, you should have heard him fucking hell on and on. Telling me his fucking dreams. Get this. He's in a phone box. Only it isn't a phone box. It's a cunt.
It's a what?
That's right, a cunt. With teeth. Oh, no. Pardon me, let's get this right. Not teeth. Dentures.
Dentures?
That's right, a cunt's got dentures.
Jesus Christ.
And he's snapping, clacking out on it, nibbling his arse, biting his balls.
I mean, I'm trying not to laugh.
Knackered. Up past 3 a.m, hearing all this shit.
Fucking hell.
Ah, oh, that's right, and it goes on. A door opens, in walks a cock. That's right, you heard. Yeah, that's right, a cock. In walks a cock. And it's massive. It's not his. Guess whose?
That's right. Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh, then he's on a plane. He's having his dinner, club class, and he's dressed as a clown. Oh, yeah, big red nose like Ronald fucking McDonald. And then and the waitress comes up the aisle and starts whacking him in the back of the head. Oh, you make sense of it, mate. I mean, it's fucking tragic.
He needs pulling back.
He's on a slippery slope. Better watch him. Dressed as a clown.
Yeah, fucking cock.
They go quiet as someone else arrives. It's Colin, in shirt sleeves. He's been walking the streets. The younger guy with a neck tattoo goes to intercept Colin. Archie picks up a case of bottles from the table. They go through to the next room with a wardrobe in the corner. Colin slumped, head back in a chair.
Old man Peanuts vodka, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take a sizable lump out of that, look.
You can look at me, you know, I'm not invisible.
Who said that?
You all right, son?
I'm bearing up. Archie, I'm bearing up.
Yeah, well, it's never easy, mate. Never easy.
Here's a fucking drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate. Brandy, doctor's orders.
Colin considers the label, then cracks the seal on the half bottle. He smacks his lips in anticipation of the alcohol, then gulps it down to raised eyebrows from the others.
What you staring at?
Amongst friends here. Don't make this more difficult than it already is. Hear me, Colin? Look at me.
Go on, mate. Be brave.
Yeah. Well, I got her, ain't I?
That's the stuff.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Can't believe it. Still can't believe it. I just can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable. Like a bad dream, innit?
He glances at Archie, who stifles an attack of the giggles. Colin takes another mighty swig of brandy. As the others try not to laugh, Colin wrestles with his inner monologue.
Where's old man fucking Peanut?
I'm fucking here. That's where he is, cunt.
Sorry, Pop, we wondered where he was.
Don't pop me, I'm fucking here. Give us a fucking drink.
Do you want me to pour it for you?
Give it here!
Archie takes Peanut his vodka. Grumpily, the old guy pours himself a generous measure. Archie sits rubbing his hands.
Tosser.
Archie and his friend grin. Colin sits with his head in his hand.
How is he? All right?
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he, Colin?
Yeah.
The old man goes over and peers at Colin.
You get it together, you cunt. You hear me? Hey?
He slaps Colin's head.
Get it a fucking together. We can't have this. It was a fucking disgrace last night. Inept. Tonight the kid gloves are off. Show some fucking backbone. You're a man. Fucking act like one.
He'll get there. He'll get there.
And the blooded slave rose to his feet, thrust his hand into his defiant chest, tore out his own heart, threw it at the aggressor, saying, free from bondage. Free from fucking bondage, you cunt!
Yeah, you're right, Pop.
Fucking right I'm right. Fucking right I'm fucking right. It's the strong who shall inherit the earth, not the fucking weak.
Yeah, you tell him.
Not the fucking weak?
Yeah, well, whatever. This thing's got to be finished tonight, because I'm busy tomorrow.
You break every other fucking engagement. Every other fucking engagement. This takes top priority above everything. Everything. Till this is done and dusted, put to bed, laid to rest, nobody does fucking nothing but this. This is where we are. Here. Now. This. Where's fucking Meredith?
He's late.
Late? Late? No such fucking word. Now, I'll tell you this, if Brighton Billy, God rest his tortured soul, had ever caught anyone being late, he would have cut their eyelids off, stuck him in a fucking sack with a snake, a cockerel and a dog and chucked him in the fucking sea.
Charming.
That was how it was. And believe you and me, once he made up his mind, that was it. That was it. Nothing could sway him. Nothing. No surrender. Immovable he was. Immovable. A mountain. A fucking colossus. You hear me, Colin?
I just can't believe it. I can't.
Peanut's gobsmacked and looks around aghast at the others. There's a wardrobe in the corner.
Anybody want any crisps?
Saluti.
You're late.
Pursue me. God. Fuck me. Deja vu. You enjoying those?
Fuck off.
So, what's happening, kittens?
We're the same.
Meredith pads coolly across the room.
How are you feeling today, Colin? You look terrible.
He's good. He's fucking strong.
Oh, that's good. That is good. He don't look it.
Oh, he's all right. Yeah, better than he was last night.
Meredith scans the group in a detached fashion.
Yeah, Meredith. I bumped into Biggie Walpole this morning. He was asking after you.
Was he? Oh, that's funny. He hates me.
Does he? Didn't seem like it.
Is he a puff and all?
Not sure. Is he Arch?
Who, Biggie? Don't think so.
Arch doesn't think so, Bina.
What was he wearing? Don't know. Jacket?
I'll get waves.
Jacket, eh?
Up and down.
Tweedy.
I mean, look at the fucking state.
Tweedy, eh?
All I ever did was love her.
Attention turns to Colin.
Maybe I loved her too much, maybe that's it.
Mal with a tattoo on his neck eyes Colin. The old man casts a disgusted glance at Meredith, who also looks down at Colin, who grinds to a halt. The previous evening, Colin gets out of his car with chocolates and a large bunch of pink roses and enters his white-facaded suburban bungalow.
Liz, it's me. I'm home.
Colin's dark-haired wife is waiting nervously.
Here he is. He's bearing gifts. Look. Look what I got you. Avril's been at it again. Fucking up big style. She's useless. Almost cost us a sale on an XKR jig. Fucking hell. Last week the sale, this week the jig. I'll give her a verbal warning, told her if she didn't back up her ideas, she'd be out the showroom. I'll stick her desk in the backyard beside the carsy.
Liz is staring out of the window with her back to him. Colin notices her body language.
Liz, love, what's wrong? What is it? Smell, what's up? What's happened?
She turns and looks him in the eye.
Colin.
Liz, love, what's wrong?
I'm so sorry.
What are you sorry for? What are you sorry for, Liz?
I'm sorry, Colin.
So you said that. I've got that. What are you sorry for, Liz?
She averts her eyes and can't find the words. He steps back in realization.
You're scaring me, Liz.
Liz considers her husband without expression.
I've met someone else.
What?
He grins, hoping it's a wind-up.
You're kidding.
I'm sorry.
Someone else. I don't understand. I've just come in through the door and now I'm home.
Liz hangs her head guiltily.
Met someone else.
His smile fades as the truth begins to sink in. Back at the derelict meeting house, Colin finds his tongue again.
I know what you're all thinking. Poor Colin. He's pathetic.
Colin levers himself out of his chair.
You say it. I can take it. Well, you can all fuck off. Sling your dirty hooks. Sorry to have inconvenienced you and all that, but your services are no longer required. Slags, you're laughing at me.
I won't look like a cunt, but I'm not fucking stupid.
No, it's her that's stupid, Cole. It's Liz.
What do you know about her? What do you know about what it means to be fucking married? You still live with your fucking mum.
Oi!
This is why lover boy must be killed. This is why she must be killed. Do this to a man? Jesus fucking Christ almighty, fire and fucking swords unforgivable. Deep fucking plorable. Look at the man. Where is he? Look at him, he ain't there. Someone else. Fucking shell, that is, if that. Sad, empty shell. Hurts your fucking eyes, can hardly look at him, make you weep. Oh, mother of God, they will suffer. Oh, yeah, they will suffer. That is my promise. They will fucking suffer.
Old Man Peanut heads for the toilet, fuming.
I'm sorry, Arch. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm cracking up, mate.
That's all right, mate. Forget about it. It's understandable.
Yeah, Colin. This'll cheer you up. Have a guess how much I won last night.
Fucking suffer.
Have a guess.
How much you win?
Well, when I left here last night, I was buzzing. I was on my way to the Buckingham for a quick one. None of you were really wanting to come. And guess who I bumped into?
Meredith!
Tippy Gordon. Off his fucking face. Pumping, zooming, pupils the size of a sixpence.
Hey, you up for it?
You with me? Night of it? Beauty boy? You up for it? Boys' night out? He was on his way to the Grenadier. Invites me along. I like a line the size of a fucking Toblerone. Oi, Bumface. Here you are.
Get your nose stuck into that.
As the coke is offered, the Bentley pulls over abruptly. The chauffeur emerges to open the passenger doors.
Come on, then, what'd you win?
£40,600 is what I won.
Fucking hell.
Fuck me.
Well, we were fucking about. So I bet Tipper $5,000 he can't win $6,000 in a minute.
I fucking can.
Go on, then. Smack $6,000 down on the black. Red, cunt, double or quits. He bets black.
Black! Come on, you can't. Come on.
Red, cunt.
Double or quits twice. Bets black. Red, cunt, double or quits for the third time. Only this time, he bets red.
Black!
Cunt, cunt.
Meredith!
You are a cunt. Here's your 40,000. Thank you very much. See you. Well, for a giggle, I've had £400 on the pontoon table. Splat, blackjack. Lovely. 6-4. That's me done. Had some dinner in the corner. Fillet steak, couple of spuds. Last drink, large Calvados. Home, methinks. Give me a cab. Over to bridge. Bung him a nifty. Tar, guff. Wipe my feet. Cup of cocoa into me Jim Jams. Lights out. Ain't life grand?
Meredith glances around smugly.
You mean you didn't stop off at the Puffs Club?
No, Peanut. Since you so kindly ask, I did not go to the Clayton. Not last night, but I shall be there tonight. Later on, looking for some hot male action. Is that all right with you?
Yeah. Don't fucking start, you two.
Putting your one in another man's bum, sodomite. Bugger up!
Peanut, what I choose to do with my 9.5 has got fuck all to do with you.
It's disgusting. Man with man?
All right.
Fucking smarm.
All right.
Meredith smiles indulgently. Colin's got his head in his hands. The previous evening, the lights are on at Colin's bungalow villa. Colin's sitting in a daze.
I've loved you too much, haven't I? That's what I've done wrong. Driven you away, driven you into the arms of someone else. That's what I've done. Suppose I deserve it. Must do. Who the 48 is? You can love someone too much.
Liz takes her hand from his shoulder and walks away, standing with her back to him.
I just don't understand what I've done wrong.
Liz eyes him coldly as he tries to stifle his sobs.
You're going to miss me. You made a mistake. You're going to miss me. You're really going to miss me. And in a couple of days' time, when it all sinks in, oh, you'll regret that. What an error, what a boo-boo. You messed up. Boy, have you messed up. And you know what? When you realise how silly you've been, how impulsive, how feminine you've been, you're going to come running back to me with your tail between your legs, begging me to come back to you. And will I? Will I? No. Not in your Nelly, no. Hang on, Colin, hang on, old son. You're lying to yourself. Of course you take her back, of course you will. I'll take you back, Liz. I'll forgive you. Because that's what overlovers do, you see. They overlove. They love too much.
It's not working between us. Well, it's not working for me. And it hasn't been working for a long time.
That's because you haven't been doing your bit, Liz. You haven't been doing your bit. You see, love is like a garden, and in order to keep it looking beautiful, you've got to do the weeding. And you haven't been doing the weeding, Liz. It's because you're lazy. You're a lazy lover, Liz. And now the garden is overrun. It's a jungle, isn't it? We're lost in the jungle, and we can't see each other.
I don't feel like that, Colin. I don't feel the same as you. I just want to get out.
Sitting facing one another, Colin leans back, stunned, his expression blank.
Well, fuck off then. Go and get fuck off. I'll be all right, you selfish bastard. I ain't gonna stop you. Get your stuff and leave mine. I'll tend to that. You fuck off, you horrible cunt. You're a traitor. I hate you.
Well, if you're going to start calling me names...
Don't you. A nasty, unfaithful cow who sucked another man's belly. Tell me, fucking tell me, that I'm calling you names. Who is he?
Doesn't matter.
Who is he? Tell me the cunt's name. I want to know.
It's just a guy.
No, just a guy. He's just a guy. Not a bloke, not just a bloke. He's a guy. He's a cunt. I cut his cock off when I find him.
Stop it, Colin.
No, that's right, stick up for the cunt. Because you're on his side. Side of the guy. Well, let me tell you something, Liz, and mark my fucking words. I will tear the flesh of his face with my teeth and stick it in your fucking handbag.
Right, that's it. I'm going. We'll talk later.
Where do you think you're going? You ain't going nowhere. You think you can say that to me and just go? Leave me with that? Stick a bomb in my brain and just go? Well, you can't. Tell me his fucking name.
Face twisted with anger, Colin's right hand clenches into a fist. In the derelict house, he's standing in the middle of the room, fist bloody, eyes closed, replaying the scene.
I caught her right on the fucking chin. Her head bounced off the door frame. She fell. Looking at me.
Good boy.
Good boy, not good boy, not good boy. I hit her so hard I had her teeth right in the fucking head. She was lying there. She wouldn't look at me. Tell me, I said. Tell me his fucking name. But she wouldn't look at me.
Well, she wouldn't, would she? She couldn't, could she?
Too ashamed.
I grabbed her by the throat, punched her. Tell me his fucking name. She said it. She told me.
Just like that? Brazen fucking audacity.
Cheeky cunt.
Taking the piss, mate.
Colin's expression goes from anger to remorse.
Just like that. Right in the heart.
Peanut pats Colin on the back, and Colin puts his arm around him. Peanut grimaces and steps back. Archie approaches the wardrobe.
You hearing this? What you done, what you're responsible for? You proud of yourself? Was it worth it? All this pain.
Fucked his wife. Fucked his fucking wife. You fucking wife fucker, you. You fucked his fucking wife, you wife fucking cunt. Another man's wife. You stupid, you fucking thick, you cunt.
Meredith watches calmly.
Fuck another man's wife. You don't do that. You do that, it ends in this. This. This is where it ends. You listening? Are you hearing me? Shitter. Little shitter.
You should have got your own fucking wife to fuck.
You're in deep shit, mate. You're in the worst possible place a man can find himself. When do you want to do this, Colin? Hey, come on, when we're doing it?
Colin looks lost.
Come on, it's time, isn't it? Get it fucking done. What do you reckon, eh? Come on, my blood's fucking up. What are we saying? Yes, no, what? Cole. It's up to you, mate. You're the one the cunt at.
It's about time, Colin.
Get the fucker out of here. Well?
They all watch Colin expectantly. Meredith, with cool reserve.
I'm gonna find her.
Colin walks out. Not sure how to proceed, the others look at each other, then at Archie.
Well, don't look at me.
Colin steps out into the night. He's about to go one way, then changes his mind and goes the other. He starts to jog down the darkened street.
What age is Liz, Arch?
She's 42.
44.
Fucking hell, she looks good for 44.
How would you know?
Peanut, would you like me to spank your bony ass? Gorgeous woman. Glamorous, vivacious, sparkling.
You're not wrong.
Beautiful face.
Oh, lovely.
It's a shame.
That it is.
Colin's now running down the street. He glances around, frowning. His expression becomes increasingly frantic. Colin keeps running down the blank-walled street. He slows as a police car approaches. Liz crashes through a plate-glass window at the bungalow and crawls away through the rain. She picks herself up and staggers off. Colin slows, stops, and looks around in a daze. Liz is lying on the grass verge of a motorway. Colin sinks back against a wall. A train passes over the railway arch by the derelict house.
Now, that was Tommy Yardley, starter of the two. He couldn't drive.
Never stopped him, though, did it?
Beard? Yeah, that's him.
Poof.
No. Who are you thinking of?
He's thinking of Faraday. He's been dead years.
Faraday. He was all right. He was a gentle giant.
He's only 5'4".
I fucked him back in the 80s, I'm telling you. He was a gentle giant.
Did you? I didn't know that.
We do now.
He was a very shy man. I liked him.
Nah, it's not that cunt I'm thinking of. It was that other cunt. Cunt with the ears. Ten and ink, something terrible.
That's Dougie Clark. The human stink bomb.
I've got a bone to pick with that cunt.
Yeah, you can't get close enough, though, can you?
Yeah, not without a gas mask.
Ain't he heard of a bath? Eh? An invention called a bath. God, imagine under his foreskin.
Oh, fucking hell, please. Gonna make me sick.
You won't go there for your summer holidays, would you? Imagine that. Fuck me.
Colin staggers back in.
We didn't fuck, we did. I mean, just last week, last Thursday, I mean, she wanted to, and she instigated it. She came. No, she did. In fact, I didn't, but that don't matter. That's not what it's about. It's about being close, about warmth, about being a normal married couple. I mean, why would she do that? Why flush it all down the fucking toilet? Why?
What a waste of time, energy, everything. What's it mean? I mean, surely marriage is something. I mean, what's it all about? I mean, what's the fucking point? 21 fucking years, good times and bad, down a fucking plug hole, up the fucking Swanee, eh? I mean, what are they gonna say? What am I gonna tell them? I mean, what does one tell the children? Fucking hell. Fucking hell. My poor baby's your mother's a whore. I can't bear it. I can't breathe.
He sits clutching his chest.
I'm serious.
Colin, stop it.
I can't breathe.
No, you're just panicking.
Help me.
Calm down, mate. Just calm down. You'll be all right.
Someone.
Just breathe.
Is he all right?
This is shameful. Get a grip, you cunt. Mercy.
Colin.
Meredith approaches Colin calmly, drink in hand.
Colin. Look at me. Look at me. That's it.
Yeah, talk him down, Meredith.
You're all right, mate. You're all right. That's it. Easy does it.
Fucking hell.
Listen to me. You're all right, all right? You're all right, right? Listen to me. You're a good man. Got that?
Meredith sips whiskey from a cut glass tumbler.
Never forget that. Cling to that. You listen to me. You've done nothing wrong. You've been wronged. You're in the right. Remember that, right? Right. Now, there's characters like that handsome young macho boy. Easy. Easy. Characters like that will come along to test you. To make you doubt yourself, to hate yourself. To turn your life upside down. But it's times like this you find out who you are. You listen to me? You getting this?
Yeah.
Listen to me. You don't disgust me. You're not pathetic. You're not weak. You're normal. You're human, and humans hurt. Right?
That's right.
Still clutching his chest, Colin hangs on Meredith's words.
Have you had this, Meredith?
Me?
Nah, but I'm quite lucky. I'm different to you. I don't share your emotions. I don't love like you do. Maybe I should be a family man, but I'm not. With me, sex is sex, no more, no less. Cold, hard, dark, and sweaty, sudden, excessive. When I shoot my wad, I leave the room. Put my coat on and I leave the room. No thank yous, no, I really enjoyed that. I leave the room and I don't go back. But I can afford to do that. I've got that luxury because I'm charismatic. People are drawn to me. Now, maybe I'm cowardly, but I choose to live my life without entanglements, without turmoil. With me, it's the five Fs. Find them, follow them, finger them, fuck them, forget them. But you possess different qualities, Colin. That's what makes you you. You're more sharing, stroke caring. Your capacity to love leaves you vulnerable. But you should be proud of that. It means you care. You should be proud.
Proud?
Proud. That's what you should be. Proud.
Why?
Because that's what you should be.
Proud, you fucking pilchard. Proud. Have a bit of pride.
What would you do?
About what?
Well, everything, mine. Situation.
Meredith, with a fresh drink, considers the question.
Well, I prioritize. I mean, if it was me, he'd be dead already.
Yeah, but if you was me.
That's a big leap for me, Colin.
Please, try.
I'd toss a coin. Heads, I'd skin him alive, find her, do the same.
And if it was tails?
That's the hard part, Colin.
Meredith calmly sips his whiskey. Colin's confused.
No, I couldn't do that. I mean, how can I do that? I mean, let him go. No, I don't think I can do that.
Let's hope his head's then. Who's got a coin?
You're a nasty bastard, ain't you?
Am I? I've got a 2p.
Meredith indicates that'll do, and to give it to Colin. Colin takes the coin, steals himself, and stands up resolutely.
Hang on, Colin. A long'un says it's heads.
Right, here you are. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have some of that.
Nasty bastard.
All right, come on, Colin.
Meredith watches the coin as it flies up in the air, lands on the floor, and spins. Meredith glances at the others. Archie stares at the coin, willing it to land on tails. It's heads. Peanut looks up. Colin's stunned. Meredith raises his eyebrows, challenging Colin. The house stands grimy and derelict, its windows boarded up. Peanut's lost for words. Colin sitting with his head in his hand, and Meredith sits languidly drawing on a cigarette. Archie absently taps the arm of his settee. Mal flicks away his cigarette butt. Loverboy sitting wrist-bound, barefoot, a plastic bag on his head in the middle of the room.
Squeeze her tits, did you?
How was that?
Do the trick, did it get her going?
And up her skirt, inside her knickers. It's all right, isn't it?
Loverboy.
Wanker.
Get it out, did you? Give it a rub.
In the noddy, on the bed.
Spit and polish.
I bet.
Copperfield.
David Copperfield.
Nice and wet, was she?
Do you like that?
You make me sick.
Use a banana.
Blimey, O'Reilly.
What's your secret? Old Spice?
Well, splash it all over.
Now you're talking. A little bit kinky.
Oh, yeah. Golden shower.
The erotic world of Jacques Cousteau.
So what was it then? Eyes meet across the room. Crashing waves, fireworks.
I think I love you. Will you marry me? Oh, darling, forever.
Bollocks. Bummer, did you?
Oh, dear.
Kama Sutra, 69.
99, flake.
Lickety-split.
Lick it. Lick it.
The old Vaseline.
Nice and easy.
Playboy.
Arsehole.
Playmate. Cunt. Fucker.
Polaroids.
Bombay roll.
Oh, that's handy.
Pearl necklace.
That looks nice.
Terrible thing to do.
Rock hard Hudson.
Upstairs, downstairs, round the back.
Bullseye.
You're a bit of a boy, ain't you? Bit of a fucking boy.
Stud.
That's 20th century Casanova sitting there in a plastic bag.
Certainly is.
Right, rascal.
You didn't use a candle, did you? Don't tell me that.
He didn't, did he?
Fucking did.
Fucking hell. Not love eggs, that's awful.
The man's a love machine.
She's a mother!
Loverboy cringes as Mal yells in his ear.
That's somebody's mother, you idiot. She's got children.
She's a wife! Can't be off gobbling!
She's got a grieving husband. That's him. That's Colin. You've ruined him.
He's a husk. Nothing left of him.
He's shattered. You've sat on him, you shit.
That's his missus. That was his missus, you diddled. That was Liz. That was his Liz. That was his Liz, you butt. That's Mrs. Diamond. Mrs. Colin Diamond. A married woman, you bird!
And you a fucking waiter. A fucking waiter. A fucking frog waiter. You canting spunker. You sorry fuck. You be fucking sorry. You thought yesterday was something. Today's going to be something else. Yesterday was nothing. I've been home, had a bath, had a kip, something to eat. Watched a bit of telly. I've got a life. Been down a pub, had a laugh, had a drink, had a dance. And you stink. Locked in a fucking wardrobe. Chucked in like a puppet, like an unwanted toy, you sack of shit. I'm rolling up my sleeve. Say your fucking prayers.
I want to be alone with it.
They all glance at Colin.
Is that a good idea?
Mal looks to Meredith, who gives a non-committal shrug.
Yeah. All right, Col. We'll leave you alone for a bit.
Why not?
We'll have a fag in the passage.
The others go, leaving Colin and Loverboy sitting opposite each other. The old man looks at the prisoner, then at Colin.
You dare get emotional. You dare get emotional. Don't you dare. Leave that out. You hear me?
Peanut leans towards Colin.
You kill him quick and you're a cunt. Got it?
Peanut.
Remember, he had your wife. Nice and slow, boy. Nice and slow.
Peanut follows the others out to the hallway. Colin's still got his head in his hands. The men wait in the dimly lit hall, next to the bare wooden staircase. Mal absently brushes ash off his trousers. Colin studies the battered figure in the white vest with a plastic bag on his head.
You're thinking, ain't you? Under that stupid bag, thinking away. I can hear it. I can hear your brain whirring. Well, let me have a stab at what you might be thinking. Beside the obvious, sweet Jesus, please help me. My guess is you're thinking, why am I still alive? Is that right? Is it? Nod your fucking head if that's right.
Loverboy nods slowly.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you why you're still alive, but this is strictly between me and you, mind. See, thing is, I've got a bit of a dilemma, which is stupid, I know, but you see, with you dead, which is what I want, don't get me wrong, I want you dead. I think you owe me that. I do. Because that's what you've done to me. You fucking killed me. But you see, with you dead, Liz will hate me forever in the story. But on the other hand, if I let you live, well, maybe me and Liz, we can... Well, who knows? Who fucking knows?
Loverboy sits still. Colin wrestles with his pain.
You know, I don't even know what you look like. Well, it's all been a bit of a blur, you know. Last night I couldn't see anything what with the rage and that. And the disappointment.
Colin stares at his captive, then gets up.
Let's have a look at you.
He removes the plastic bag. Loverboy is Mediterranean handsome with short dark hair, a neat beard and gym muscles. He wipes blood from his nose. There's blood on his vest, and he's covered in cuts and bruises. Colin sits and reaches for the brandy bottle. Colin takes his first look at his wife's lover, who doesn't dare meet Colin's stare.
You're a bad-looking boy. I can see the attraction.
Colin peers at him more closely. Loverboy shrinks from his gaze.
Yeah, young. Fit. Well-built. Sexy. I mean, but if you don't want me saying so, it's all a bit obvious, isn't it? All a bit of a cliche. I mean, what's she thinking, silly cow? What a stupid woman. You don't know the first thing about her. I bet she's never farted in front of you, has she? Has she? No, I thought not. I mean, that's not romantic, is it? You just want the perfume clouds of love, the magicalness of it all. The false crap. Well, I've got news for you, sonny Jim. That's not love. Love's hard work, hard graft. Love can be murder. Love is watching what she wants to watch on the telly. Taking her the papers and a cup of tea on a Sunday morning in bed and inquiring to how she might be feeling. You're right, Liz, whilst plumping up her pillars, and she might get irritated by that. But you gotta take it on the chin, have broad shoulders, because she's the queen. And you're the bee, the dad. And so what if you cook the dinner and you get no thanks for it? Don't do it if you expect thanks. That's not why you do it. And yes, you've forgotten that dripping tap or whatever for the past 5 years, and then one day, for whatever reason, fuck knows why, you get off your fat ass and you find yourself under the sink with a spanner in your hand and you're smiling like fuck. Because you know it's gonna please her. And if she don't notice it, she don't notice it. It don't matter. It's fixed, it's plumbed. It's the maintenance of a marriage, the nuts and bolts, the nitty gritty, the reality, that's life, that's love. It ain't easy. Nobody ever said it was gonna be easy. It's fucking hard work. But, you know, love can be lovely. One day, you'll be in the bathroom having a shave in front of the mirror, you've got soap on your face, and you feel her approaching you, entering. She's left a pair of tights drying on the radiator. And as she leaves, she'll pat you on the bum and give you a tiny smile. Almost not a smile, but a smile nevertheless. And it'll mean the world to you. The whole incredible world. The fucking universe. See, me, I'm old-fashioned. I'm like a swan, one partner for life. And then you come along in your tight jeans and you spoil it. You spoilt my fucking life. Humiliated me, brought me to my knees, degraded me. You ugly cunt, ugly fucking cunt. See, love is give and take, mate, give and take. Give and take. You took, I'll give you such a fucking punch in the mouth in a minute, cunt. Cunt!
Colin's eyes blaze as he looms over the younger man. Colin gets himself under control, but sways woozily. Colin shakes his head slightly and stares at the floor.
I wet myself last night. Was it you? Cried myself to sleep. Cried myself to fucking sleep because of you.
Loverboy hangs his head.
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me, you cunt. Fucking look at me, you cunt. Look at me, cunt. Fucking look at me, cunt! Look at me!
How's your mum, Marge?
Oh, she's all right. Fine, doing well.
Had a bit of a scare last week. She fell out of bed in the middle of the night. I didn't hear her. Found her in the morning, sleeping on the floor, frightened the life out of me. But, you know, she's all right. Doc says it happens, you know.
She's tough, your mum. She's gone forever.
Oh, yeah, she'll outlive me. That's for sure.
Do you remember Samson? Who remembers Samson?
At a pet shop on a Roman road.
Nah, the Bible. A strong man.
Victor Mature never fancied him. Now Oliver Reed. Oh, that's different. Mamma mia, what a shag. Big fat back.
He meets this bitch.
Bert Lancaster, scrumptious.
He falls in love with the cunt.
And Paul McCartney, strangely enough.
It's Sir Paul now, isn't it?
Hedy Lamarr.
Please, will you let me say what I'm saying?
That's who it was, in the film, Hedy Lamarr.
Yeah, in the film, yeah. She's a cunt.
Delilah?
Yeah, right, whore. Oh, he's got this lovely long hair, as was the style in them days. And it's where he's got his strength from. One night, she's drugged him. Put a potion in his drink. He's gone all woozy, conked out on the marble floor. She's crept off like the rat she is, and she's come back with a pair of scissors. She's given him the full Monty. Short back and sides. Next morning, he's woke up. He's gone in the bathroom for a wash. Looked in the mirror, seen the state of his barnet, and he's flicked his lid. Hit the roof. He's gone apeshit.
I've taken away your strength, Samson.
He's reached for his trusty broadsword, only to discover he can't pick it up. His strength was in his hair, you see. Couldn't even pick up his fucking toothbrush. From then on, his life was terrible. Fell apart. They stabbed his eyes out, blinded him, stuck him in a dungeon, bread and water, whipped, lashed morning, noon and night. His life was a fucking misery. All the while, see, his hair's growing back in. He's getting stronger. She's come to visit him, tries to make it up, but he don't want to know. Well, he does, sort of. But anyway. Now, by this stage, his hair's down here. His might's coming back, slowly but surely. And comes the day of the big party in the temple, he's well up for it, can't wait, bent on vengeance. But he's got fuck all on him. No weapons, no nothing. He's chained up between these two columns. Great, thick pillars. All the guests are taunting him, slagging him off, calling him this and that, every name under the sun. And he thinks to himself, right, fuck you lot. Have some of this. And with his bare hands, with his simple, big, bare fucking hands, he's pushed and he's pushed, pushed and pushed, huffing and puffing, heaving and hoeing, until the very foundations of the house of debauchery start to crack, to yield, to crumble. And I'm telling you, they built things proper in them days, built to last. This was no mean feat. And with one mammoth shove, one terrible thrust, he brought the whole caboodle crashing to the ground. He's killed the whole fucking lot of them.
And himself.
Peanut thinks about this.
And himself? Well, he don't give a fuck about himself by this point, do he? And all because... All because... All because. And all because.
He looks sad for a moment.
Of a woman.
Next door, Colin stands leaning against the fireplace facing the wall. He looks over his shoulder at Loverboy, who's sitting slumped in his chair. The young man rocks slightly as he breathes. Colin walks up beside him and stares. Loverboy glances up, fearfully. Colin walks away, turns, and stares again.
You accept you spelt all over my marriage? Note the prisoner nodded his head. How you plea? Exactly a sin. Before we pass sentence, have you got anything to say for yourself? No. Take him away.
Colin clamps his hands around Loverboy's throat.
Colin!
Colin stops throttling his captive.
Colin.
He looks around, puzzled. Loverboy collapses. Colin punches through a window and pulls the curtains apart. He stares out of the broken pane. Colin stands up slowly and looks around. Liz is in the room with the others.
I knew she'd show her Jezebel face.
Yeah, Romeo, things are looking up. The cavalry's arrived. Can't you smell it?
Bastards.
Now, that's something I don't like. A woman swearing. It's unbecoming.
She wants her fucking mouth washed out with soap, she does.
Joking, mate, she'd fucking love that.
You must all be proud of yourselves.
Not yet we ain't, but we're getting there.
What have you done to him?
Ah, that's all self-inflicted. Yeah, self-inflicted.
He's a masochist.
What?
Masochist. Well, you must know what a masochist is. A masochist!
Don't say that word anymore, please.
Meredith smiles sardonically and looks at Colin.
Mal, have you got a light?
What? Oh, yeah.
Mal pats his pockets for a lighter. He finds one. Liz gently guides his hand to her cigarette.
What are you doing?
Giving her a light.
Well, just give her it there. Don't have to be all that.
Thanks, Mal.
Mal moves away from Liz. Colin and Liz eyeball one another. Meredith fixes his gaze on Colin.
Here, Liz. Here's a funny thing. Last week, right? I went out for a pair of shoes down Bond Street. I popped in this shop. I said, that's the pair I want. Those in the window. In a 10. So he brings them to me. I tries them on. Beautiful. Like slippers. A bit loud for this lot, but me to a T. I'll have them. How much? £444. So I'm counting out the money. And I feel the assistant is a bit close to me, like his head's by my chin. So I've eased him back a tad. And I said, how much were these again? And he's told me, he's repeated it, £444. Tell you what, I says, I'll give you 500 for him. I'll bring you the box, he says. But I've called him back. Never mind the box, I says. Just stick her in a paper bag. Right you are, sir, he says, and toddles off.
I know you hate me.
Lovely shoes. Hate you?
He doesn't look at her.
There's no hating. Not in this room.
Those them.
These are boots. This was shoes.
Fancy a drink, Liz?
Sorry, we ain't got a glass. Do you mind the bottle?
Up your ass.
Peanut. Apologies for that. That was uncalled for. Do you forgive him?
Why'd you give him 500 for him?
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
No, I don't.
He was being flash.
No, not at all.
Is it true? Is it? Is it true, Liz?
Is what true?
Is it true you're expecting?
Mal steps forward.
You see? Could be. Could be, Cole. Hey? A little bastard.
Shut up, you idiot.
If it is true, you're coming round my house, get in the back room, bottle of gin, in the tin bath, and my Agnes will take care of it. With a coat hanger.
Not exactly booper, is it?
It's the way it's done. What you do to amend?
Now you're just getting your rocks off. He's just getting his rocks off, Colin.
If she were mine, I'd stone her.
Like you've been stoning Agnes for years.
You bitch! Bad-mouthing me? You? It's outrageous. Colin, knock some sense into her. Beat it out of her. Well, if you're not going to do something about it, Colin, I'll do something.
Like what? Piss your pants?
How dare you? I'll mark your face forever. I'll knock your...
His false teeth come loose.
Come on, then. What are you waiting for?
Colin!
Matt, don't rise to it, Pop.
Hey?
Don't rise to it.
Yeah, you're right. Why give her the satisfaction? Wouldn't give her the pickings out of the handkerchief.
He's not saying much, is he, Tom Cruise?
No, he's keeping his head down, hoping it'll go away.
Well, it won't!
Oi, fish face, she's looking at you. Now she's looking at me. Now she's looking at you again. Do you see that, how she went from love to hate in a split second?
Typical.
Come on in.
Mal perches on the arm of Peanut's chair.
Give her a look. A look of love.
Lover boy stares at the floor.
Wait, Bagalax, you listening? Am I talking to myself here? Fucking look at her. Look at her, you worthless cow son.
Adulterer!
Look at her.
Can't.
Stop it.
Shut up. Look at her.
Loverboy slowly raises his head. Liz watches him expressionlessly. Colin's rooted to the spot.
By the way, do you still love her? There's your answer. Maybe we can take that as a no.
Well, we've learned something.
Fear is stronger than love.
Oh, I knew that. Everyone knows that.
Meredith looks at Colin.
Do they?
Colin stares as Liz tenderly touches her lover's cheek.
Should he be seeing that?
Can't be favourite.
I may as well be fucking doing it in front of him.
Yeah, it's got a smart.
You do not want to see your wife tending to another man in that way. That's husband-only stuff.
It's quite beautiful, really.
What are you on about? It's ugly. It's hideous. Pornographic.
It's like a painting. Lover boy being tended by his Liz, while spare prick Colin looks on. While on canvas. I think I might paint that when I go home. Give it to Archie's mum on pancake day.
Shut up.
You poor bastard.
You're right, Col.
I'm all right, Archie.
What?
I'm Archie.
Colin's confused. He looks from one to the other.
I'm Mal.
Well, I'm not Colin.
That's interesting.
Hey?
He's gone.
Gone where? Where you gone, son?
There is no Colin. No such man, no such person. You remember Colin, don't you? Of course you do. His kindness, his sweet nature. Couldn't do enough, could he? Family man, proud. His kids, his home, his wife. Harry used to make her laugh, spoiler, dope on her. He met Colin, didn't you? Last night, you remember? Ah, he met Colin, all right. The man, Colin.
Yeah, he fucked his fucking wife, didn't he? Fucked his fucking wife.
What, and you wouldn't?
What'd you say?
Peanut lights Liz's cigarette.
What'd she say?
I said, given half a chance, you'd try and fuck me.
Not now, I would.
Well, when then?
Never. Fuck off. What is this? Fuck's sake, what?
All eyes turn on Mal.
The fuck is this? Don't. Don't do this, Cole. This ain't right. What you trying to do, put me in a fucking wardrobe? Hey, I ain't going in the fucking wardrobe. I refuse to go in the fucking wardrobe. Right? Fucking making me out to be a...
To be a what?
Look, she's a good-looking woman. She's beautiful. She's sexy. She's horny. Fucking Meredith said as much. You'd have to be blind not to notice. Deaf and dumb. Look, Colin, you've obviously got a bee in your bonnet about something, but all I done was give her a light.
I told you. I'm not Colin.
Yeah? Well, I'm not fucking Liz. He is.
Mal indicates Loverboy, then smiles at Colin. Colin stops staring and looks around the room. There's only him and Loverboy. The others are getting bored in the hall. In a daze, Colin looks at Loverboy.
What are you staring at, you French cunt? Sitting there all superior. Shut your mouth. Shut your noise, shut your eyes. Shut your fucking eyes.
The young man's brow furrows in fear as he obeys.
You're coming with me.
Colin sits down, back straight on the edge of his chair, and eyeballs Loverboy.
Well, this is it. Here we are. The master bedroom, recently painted. It's the bed. See, tangled sheets. It's the bathroom, ensuite. Look, gold taps. But don't worry about that. Ignore that. That's not why you're in here. This is... This. Look. Look, this. That. That there. That chest of drawers is... It's full of treasure, mate. More treasure than you can fucking believe. Shall we have a look inside it, shall we? Yes, we fucking shall.
Colin opens a drawer.
What's this? Your underwear. It's all soft and warm and pretty.
In the plush bedroom, Loverboy stares at him sheepishly.
We put that back. What's in this one? Ah, now that looks interesting.
Colin takes out a folded card and opens it.
Bingo. See this? You see? You know what it is? No. It's a contract. It's a marriage contract. Do you know what it says? Mr. and Mrs. Colin Diamond. It's in black and white. Sure as the broken nose on your face. Married by law before God. There's no getting around that, mate. We have to accept that. Tell you what. Let's put that to one side. What else we got? He's a little man off the top of the cake. Ah, doesn't he look handsome in his morning suit and spats and all?
Colin holds out the little plastic figure.
That's me. That's how small you've made me feel.
Loverboy stares bloodily.
I'm going to put him back in the drawer now where he's safe. Away from you.
Leaving Colin's imaginary bedroom, they're back in the dimly lit room.
What's happening, Meredith?
I'm not Meredith.
Liz's head on Meredith's body with Peanut's voice.
It's your nightmare, Cole. I'm only the chauffeur.
Meredith's voice, Peanut's head and Liz's body.
I'm in the drive, waxing the roller. I can feel her eyes on me, scorching through my dark grey uniform, but I'm damned I'm going to look back at her. I think I'll have a fag. It's hard work, rubbing down a car. What do I smoke, Cole?
Ambassadors.
Ambassadors? All right. Get the old ugly red pack out. Put one in the mouth. Yellow clipper. Light it. Lean on the bonnet. Puff away. And she's still fucking looking at me, ain't ya?
Liz stares out of a stately home window.
Hang on. You're playing this safe, Cole. I'm homosexual. This is more Mal.
Oh, fucking cheers, Meredith. What am I doing here? Is she looking at me? Hold on, what's she doing now? She's licking the bleeding glass. What's she doing that for? That's a bit weird, isn't it? Bloody hell. That's not right, that ain't. That's wrong. Take note, Colin. This has nothing to do with me. I'm simply standing here minding my own business. Having a break. Having a Kit Kat.
Dream chauffeur Mal grins. They're back in the room.
I ain't looking for a gardener in this place by any chance, are I?
Don't think you'd like that job. Don't think you'd be interested in that particular post.
Why's that?
Gardener fucks the maid.
Sounds all right.
You ain't seen the maid.
I'll be all right. I'll be wearing muddy gloves.
What about me?
Well, Cole, since you ask, you're the thing in the basement with the hood on.
Peanut rips off the sack hood and threatens Colin with a machete.
Nice!
Liz is standing in a corner.
Tell me you don't love me, Liz.
I don't love you.
Come on, say it. I can take it. Say you don't love me.
I don't love you.
Don't say that. What did you say?
She don't love you, Cole.
You don't love me. What? Not even a little bit.
Liz wears a fixed half smile.
You were my queen. You were my rock. I love you. It's as simple as that, and it's complicated. Whichever it is, I'm not sure. I wish I knew. I wish you hadn't done this, Liz. I really wish you hadn't done this, Liz. I wish that we...
Shut your fucking mouth, you cunt! I'll rip your fucking arsehole out in a minute!
But we... I love you. I just need you to understand that, Liz, please. Surely I deserve something. I mean, 21 years is a long... a lot of life to dedicate. Surely, Liz, please, something.
Help me.
Colin's baffled.
What?
Help me.
Colin looks around the room. The others have gone. It's just him and Loverboy. Liz isn't there either. Colin closes his eyes and sways woozily. Liz crawls onto the hard shoulder of the motorway.
Help.
Liz is caught in the beam of a lorry's headlights. The truck stops and puts on its hazards. The driver runs towards Liz. Her face is covered in blood.
Help me.
Tell me his fucking name!
Earlier, Colin throws Liz against a wall, breaking a light. He grabs her by the throat and hurls her to the floor. He lifts her up by the hair, screaming at her. And although her face is already bloody, he punches her again and throws her on the cream sofa. As he raves insanely, his eyes closed, Liz hurls herself through a glass door. Covered in blood and glass, Liz crawls away, gets to her feet, and staggers off into the rainy night. In the house, photo frames are on a sideboard near some decorative lights and plants. Colin stands in the empty doorway in the rain. The derelict house looms in the darkness with its boarded-up windows. Colin has collapsed to his knees at Loverboy's feet. He's struggling to keep it together, mumbling to himself. Colin snuggles up against Loverboy's leg. The younger man looks at him and frowns. The young man reaches out and lays his bound hands on Colin's head, whose hair is lank from sweat and the rain. Colin's eyes close. Tears well up in the young man's eyes as he looks down at Colin. Colin's breathing becomes more regular as he falls asleep. The others are still out in the hall.
Yeah, massive it was. Massive head. The size of it is like a melon, like a pumpkin. Grotesque. Huge. Well, it wasn't so much his head, it was his face. It was sort of abnormally big. An abnormality. The bone structure was out like that, rhinocerosy. And it had grown out of proportion to the rest of him because his skull, the skull itself, you know, the top of it, that was in actuality quite small. It was no bigger than a coconut. But it was all pointy and all. Yet the coroner said he'd never seen nothing like it. He thought he'd found a missing link.
Sounds fucking horrible.
Now, the women loved him. I mean, I don't know whether he got any of that, but, he was seemingly quite a thing. Supposedly a great laugh, good sense of humour. Well, you'd have to have one, really, wouldn't you?
And he was a good dancer, this chap.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they said. Nifty. Right little Gene Kelly. Sad, though. Top yourself like that over a cat.
Must have loved it.
Yeah, well, animals don't discriminate, do they? To the cat, he was beautiful.
Mal thinks, then lowers his head.
Well, come on. This won't get the washing done.
Yeah, he's had enough time, hasn't he?
What's a pillock doing?
My arse has gone to sleep.
Oh. What? The old numbum.
Meredith stamps his feet and grimaces as circulation returns. Mal vaults easily off the stairs, lifting himself on the wall and the banister rail. He listens at the closed door.
It's all got a bit quiet in there.
So what do you reckon?
It's Mal's call. He thinks about it.
Just go in. Fuck it.
Hope that Christ has done something.
Don't hold your breath.
What's been happening then, Cole?
We any further forward?
He's still with us, I see.
Well, I'm going to have a beer. Who wants one?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Nothing's happened. Well, there's nothing happened. Don't you want your pound of flesh?
Not looking like it.
Lord love a dunner, give up, fuck this. Strophe. Fucking baby. Milk shop.
Had any thoughts, Cole?
Colin's just sitting in his chair, staring into the middle distance.
Cole? Aye?
Any thoughts?
Thoughts?
Yeah, thoughts.
Well, one or two.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I'm letting him go.
Meredith raises his eyebrows.
Do what? You ain't.
That's my decision. That's what I've decided.
Cobblers?
Maybe.
Poppycock!
Oh, it is cool. It's your cold call. Oh, cold call. Look at me. I'm tired.
Lightweight.
Well and truly cream crackered.
Mal eyeballs Loverboy and pops a beer.
So, what were we saying? He's walking?
He's free to go.
Free to go? Free to go? Well, why don't you give him a kiss goodnight as well while you're at it? Let's have a whip round for the cunt. Oh, I can hear Brighton Billy spinning in his fucking grave. Free to go?
Oi, he's listening. Look, his ears are out on stalks. You can't believe it.
It's not too late to change your mind, Cole. Think about it. I'll do it for you if you like, freebie.
Colin gives a small nod of appreciation, and Meredith leans over Colin's shoulder.
And Liz, wherever she is, what about her? Is she free?
Colin hangs his head and nods.
Well, that's it then.
He's a very lucky boy. You're a very lucky boy. He fucking is. Very fortunate.
Well, come on in, Cole. Do the honours. It's your party. Some of us have got homes to go to.
I'm really upset about this.
Free to go, mate. You're free to go, mate.
Loverboy just stares. Colin motions with his head.
Go on.
Hello, boy.
He's finding his land legs. In your own time.
Here, you. Look at me. Don't you go blabbing off now, will you? Good boy. Now get out of my sight, you piece of shit.
Loverboy hobbles off, his hands still bound.
Shut the door behind you.
So, kittens, what are we up to?
Don't know, what you doing?
Peanut and me are going down the Clayton, ain't we, Pop?
Yeah.
You never know, you might like it.
You do, Grub? Ready for me breakfast?
Do what you want.
You coming?
Yeah, why not? Be an eye opener, won't it?
Right, we ready for the off. You want dropping off?
You stopping off for one?
Yeah, if you like. Cole?
They turn towards him as Colin stands up.
I might get you later.
So we're off now. Yeah. Cheerio.
Colin puts his hands in his pockets and watches them leave. Standing in the middle of the circle of empty chairs, he stares at the bare floorboards. A light glows on the wall. Another wall is crumbling, the plaster all but gone. Loverboy's plastic bag lies in the middle of the floor. The wardrobe's been left open. Colin steps out of the house in the early morning twilight and looks around. He heads off down the shabby street, which is still damp from the rain. The streetlights still reflected in the puddles.